The Sharon Connect Task Force has been very busy, I mean extremely busy, doing an amazing job ever since they were created to find a way to bring internet service into Sharon, Connecticut. And I don't mean just into, I mean all of Sharon, Connecticut, everybody. And they've worked their way through a build-your-own plan, and now we are at the place where I do believe the amazing work that the Connect Task Force put into it brought some partners to the table that have made extremely great offers that have been negotiated out. And you're going to have a chance to vote on this up on October 28th. So we'll welcome Megan Flanagan. And Megan, congratulations. And we're almost at the finish line.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is exciting particularly for this group of task force members. This has been a long conversation since the end of 2019 that we've been working on this, and it's very exciting to have a proposal on the table for the town to vote on. Now, in this particular proposal, I do want to just sort of, you know, clarify what's happening here. This proposal is going to service 250 households with Comcast broadband service. So there are more than 250 in Sharon. So this is not yet everybody, although that is our ultimate goal, and we're not done yet. This would cover a majority of the town, most of the town, who is currently not even passed by Comcast. So, and there are a couple peppered in that are currently passed, but Comcast is working with us to fit them in as well. So we have some really good conversations going on with them, and it's been a long time coming, and we're very excited about this vote on Friday, October 28th at 6 p.m., and it will be at Sharon Center School. So there's actually a couple of other things that are going to be on the docket. Of course, I'm here about the internet, but we will be voting on the allocation of the funds. So the Board of Finance a few weeks ago approved the first half of the payment, how it would be funded. We have to pay $1.6 million total to Comcast in order to complete this project, and the Board of Finance voted on how they would pay out that first $800,000 and also how some ideas on how the second half would be paid out. But it's very exciting, very exciting.
Input here is that it sounds expensive, but folks, if you followed, and you can Google providing internet service, private internet service, or town internet service on the web, you can go there. You can see the proposals that towns have brought up and have failed. You can see the cost of these proposals that have been brought up and failed. One thing I think you have to point out here, Megan, is that this is a fraction of what it would cost for the town to invest and build their own. Second of all, you don't have to hire people to run it and to operate and fix things. That's all included in this. So when you look at a deal like this, you have a company, Comcast, which serves Sharon anyway. They're not selling this franchise anytime soon. So it's a great way for a win-win situation for Sharon to get better internet service, for people to have more of an opportunity, and for Comcast to keep upgrading the facility because of the amount of people that they would have on the facility.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And to your point about Googling, we also do have a website. So all of this is compiled on our website at SharonConnect.org. Of course, you can Google as well. But if you're looking for specific information about what we've been up to, you can find that at SharonConnect.org. But you're absolutely right, Marshall. This is really a great opportunity for us to sort of have to put aside the great expense. So I think you all probably or should be aware of the proposal that we had for a municipal fiber network, which was very, very expensive. We came out to about $12.5 million. And we're finding now that we're hearing from a lot of other area, Connecticut in particular, area towns that have considered municipal networks and are realizing that it is just an overwhelming and very daunting task to take on and to maintain. But on top of that, we're starting to actually finally see a reaction from both the state and the federal level. And so there's grant money that's coming down the line. You know, unfortunately, this is not sort of lining up exactly the way we wanted it today, but that doesn't mean that we won't be eligible for grant money in the future, which is part of the conversation on that other half of the $800,000 payment. There's a lot going on. And I will say, you know, something just sort of a little tidbit that we really do want to make sure that all of our residents are aware of is, interestingly, Frontier has finally reached out. So you may or may not be aware that we have actively pursued all the incumbents that are, you know, local to this area, and even some that are not feasibly manageable in this area, just because we wanted to look at every single option. And after, as we all know, after years and years and years of reaching out to both Comcast and Frontier, Comcast did step up at the end probably about the beginning of 2020, they started sort of talking to us and have been pursuing that, obviously. But Frontier did actually spend some time with two of the task force members, myself included, and our first selectman, Brent Cawley, yesterday. You know, there's a lot that has to come out of that conversation, I think, in the future. But one thing that we did want to make sure everybody is aware of is Frontier is saying that they are looking at least building out the main lines of their network with fiber in the next probably year. That's roughly what they were not committing to anything when they spoke to us yesterday. But as we all know, and I think a lot of people have heard recently, it's difficult to get those conversations going. Frontier's been through a lot of turmoil in recent years, including some legal actions from federal and state governments and bankruptcy. So we'll wait and see what happens there. In this case, the Comcast conversation is just, it's really come together, and it's you know, very positive for all of us, and we can only hope that maybe Frontier steps up its game in our town, and then we have even more competition. As you said earlier, Marshall, that, you know, just keeping the pressure on Comcast to maintain and upgrade its networks is, you know, would be a benefit to us. But to have some options in this town would be even better. go ahead.
Well, no, it's the old adage: everybody in the pool. When market forces come to reality, what the Sharon and a lot, I'll say, you probably are amongst 1% of organizations that have tried this. When organizations like yours put enough time in, come up with a preliminary plan, and then that preliminary plan is noticed by Comcast and by Frontier. It's a simple business decision. They're not selling these franchises anytime soon, because they're not big city franchises. So if they want to continue to make money on these franchises, they got to give. And this is the important thing, I think, that the town has to realize going into this town meeting on the 28th, is that this is a chance to make Comcast totally accountable. I mean, yes, they're accountable to the town, but this makes them really accountable to the town and really provides a service that cable companies should provide. And they have to do it just because of the possibility of the town coming in and taking away what they have now. And it's the same thing with Frontier. So that's why I think it's so important. It's very rare that I'm going to get behind something and not be impartial about it. But I do believe that this vote that is coming up is important, not only for the 250 homes that are going to be passed now, but for every deal with an industry that is going to be changing year by year in the future, to get on board now. You know, it doesn't surprise me that other towns are looking at this, because really your Connect Task Force has done something that I don't think many other towns have succeeded in, and that is forcing big business to come to the table.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And it's not been easy. But I have to say, there's a little part of me that's kind of said it was fun. You know, it's really a challenge, and it's really been fascinating, the things that this task force has been able to do and to learn about just about internet in general and about, you know, what we're up against. And I am so proud of this team. I think we have accomplished a very incredible feat. And I think, you know, we just got to keep moving. I think really one of the biggest sort of mantras we've followed this whole time is that we can't give up. We can't let off the gas on any of these options. And that's how we got to the table with Comcast. And that's how we got to this point, because we just did not pick one road. We kept all options open and we stayed after all of those options. And we will continue to do so until everyone is served and is able to successfully work from home or do school from home or telemedicine from home, you know, especially since COVID. It's just unacceptable that we still have people in 2022 without an adequate internet connection.
And like I said, the one thing I noticed with the Sharon Connect task force is that it wasn't just a, hey, this is a great idea, let's create our own internet company. You did a lot of research. You did a lot of ground level walking. You did a lot of work. You took this seriously as if you're going to start your own company right from the beginning. It wasn't a fly by night thing. And all that work is about to pay off if the voters in Sharon come to the table and approve this on the 28th.
Yes. And I will just say, I hope that we don't just see those 250 homes on the 28th. I hope that, you know, those of you who are aware of your neighbors who don't have internet, that you really think about, you know, those. And also, if you don't agree, right, please come. You know, everybody has a voice in this, and we want everybody to have an opportunity to not only discuss, because there will be some discussion at this meeting, but to have their voice and to have their vote. And also, I just want to mention, Marshall, because this has come up a couple of times, if you are a property owner in Sharon, you can vote. Even if you are not a registered voter in the state of Connecticut or the town of Sharon, you are, because you're a property owner, you are able to vote on this. So we will ask that you come. And, you know, again, for those of you who are aware of your friends and neighbors who don't have the internet, consider coming on the 28th as well, because we all have an interest in this in some shape or form. But I really, you know, for me, my biggest passion has been about serving those 250 homes that are not served today.
I just think the most important thing to look at is that all the work that is put into this, and now if you look 5 years ago or 10 years ago at the possibility of something like this, it wasn't even on the horizon. And this is the type of industry we're looking at that not only benefits homeowners, but it benefits businesses, it benefits realtors, it benefits everybody. And it's like I said, if the internet is not going away, it's not going away, it's only going to get change and get better. And so I hope a lot of people understand that. And yes, I understand there's going to be some people out there that just don't get it, and they don't need to get it. But you shouldn't put the town in a position where the town right now is in a great position to be set to go future in internet and have everything all set up for them. And now then it's just an add-on after that. You already got the services, and then it's just an add-on. This is so important for the future.
It is. It is. I totally agree with you, and I'm very hopeful for the future. I think that, you know, we're in a really great spot. This is a very exciting, and as you said, you know, we've accomplished a lot more than some others who've been in this effort, the same effort as us, and hopefully we can be a model and a support for others who are trying to do the same thing. And I will just say very quickly, you know, a lot of the messaging over the years has been, you know, about, you know, how unfortunate it is that we have been left sort of, you know, without because of our incumbents, because of Frontier and because of Comcast. And I just want to point out that this is not specific to those service providers, although it's unfortunate that they didn't consider us in all of this. But it is our legislature that made these decisions and put us in this position, that have not come down and said, hey, you know, we really need to make sure that there should be internet for everyone. And so I would encourage anyone who is frustrated by this conversation as a whole to reach out to your state representatives and you know, write some letters and send some notes to try and get, you know, sort of big picture stuff to change, because we shouldn't all have to individually have this fight. This is really just, it's crazy that we're even having, that we have to have these fights and these discussions and these votes. This should just be, it should be a no-brainer today.
All right, let's go over the particulars again. The meeting date is the 28th. What time is that? And it's going to be at Sharon Center School, you say?
Correct. It's at Sharon Center School at 6 p.m. We will not have a remote option for voting. You do have to be in person. So, and again, it's at Sharon Center School, just to give more space. And it'll be Friday, October 28th at 6 p.m. And we do encourage everyone who is a resident and a voter in Sharon to, you know, a resident or a homeowner in Sharon to come and have your voice be heard.
And your once again, the task force website address where people can go and take a look with their own eyes?
Yes, it's SharonConnect.org.
SharonConnect.org. And once we put this up on our on-demand page, if you go to on-demand, robinhoodradio.com, on-demand, go to the interviews, you'll see this. We'll have all the links available available right there as well. Well, good luck with this, Megan. I just hope the town votes for it. I think, once again, kudos to everybody that's worked on this task force.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. And thank you, everyone in the town of Sharon, for your support. We didn't do this alone.
All right, Megan. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Megan Flanagan, Sharon Connect Task Force.